his friends. This year should be a special schus. Leila Nishmas, Reb Shmuel Pinchas, Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, my grandfather today is his yahrzeit. Going to be learning a tshuva from the great Gaon, one of the Poske Hador in Hungary in the 1800s. A Gaon Rabbi Chaim Sofer, the author of the Machne Chaim. And this is from a tshuva of his, Nechelek Evan HaEzer, Simon Mem Aleph. Elokim Yanes Shlom HaRav HaGon Kvod HaRav Rav Yosef Shmuel Galernter Nero Yair of Bezin Kihila Kadosha Kotev Bemila Bemedinas Galician. So he writes to this Rabbi Galernter, who's the Av Bezin in of a Kihila called Kotev. Okay, Acharei Drisha Shlomo Odieo Kikibalti Mechtovo Shemavakish Gam Daiti Kenegatinus Amaarbidin Imominis. So you have a shaila here of a divorce settlement between a man and a woman, and the man claims he has here, you see there is something like a Toein Rabbani they have today, so his lawyer made a claim that it wasn't, that she didn't really want to divorce her. It was all the father. The get was ba'oines kfi al yedei avia. And the woman, the girl, didn't want it. And they're demanding that the woman swear. I'm understanding that it means swear. Shamagoresh is tekabel beches ches. So she's maybe some type of cherim. But she has to promise us shemasa bo birtzona belokfia, that she despised the husband with her own will. She wasn't forced from her father or from her mother. And if not, if it really did come from her father and her mother, that she should give to the Megaresh Kol Keren Nedunya Chai Meos Kesef, 1,800 silver dollars or whatever it was. That's what the husband is demanding back. The husband wants the dowry. If she divorced him because of her parents, then he wants the money back. And Toina Ma'arisha Geta Yabonis Kfiyai De Avia, he claims that it was forced by the father to get. O Toin Shilon Isratzes, he says the girl didn't want it. Everything was because of her parents. And he wants the parents to swear that they didn't hide any of the objects, any of the gifts. So basically he wants money, and he wants it to be clear that the whole thing came from the parents and not from the girl herself, who was only following along the parents. Adabra v'yirvachli b'shoresh echad b'moyredes b'ezer Hashem yizbarach. So I'd like to talk about moredes. We know there's a concept in halacha of moredes, a woman who rebels against her husband. And among other things, she's monea tashmish. She refrains from engaging in marital relations. Such a woman has a din moredes, and that's grounds for divorce without a ksuba. This is a big sugya in Poskim. V'nira levara be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach, says Rav Sofer. Rav Sofer was really a tremendous gaon. He was a kanoi, he was a leader. Not enough people learn the tshuvas machne chayim, so I have gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm zocha to learn these tshuvas, and that we're zocha to learn these tshuvas together. That's the ikar Torah zim. Amata Torah harbe, if you learn Torah a lot, atachzik tov la'atzmecha, says the Mishnah Navis. Don't hold it for yourself. Teach it, spread it. Ki lekach notzarta, that's why you were created. So I'm not able to teach anybody anything, but I try to share sometimes, and I'm gratitude to you for listening. Dineflais be'enai damrinan perak naro. I don't understand the Gemara, daf memches. Amr Papa Oimeri Efshi Ela ni be bigadai vihi be bigada, yoitzi viyitein ksuba. If a man says, the only way I am willing to engage in sexual relations with my wife is if we're both fully clothed. The halacha is divorce and give a ksuba. Give a ksuba. Writes the Shita Mekubetzis in the name of the Ritva. Ve'af al pi she'oisekein letznius. He's a tzaddik. He's doing this for tznius purposes. Still, the Gemara says, yoitzi v'yitein ksuba. This is grounds for divorce. Hu adin kishehi oimeris kein. And the same thing applies when she says this. Moiredis mitashmish chashuva. This is considered a rebellion in the realm of sexual relations. She'ein derech chiba. It's not derech chiba to be fully clothed when engaged in intimate relations. That de-intimacizes their relations, the purpose of clothing. Is to cover, is to separate, and this is a time of closeness when one's supposed to be open to the other person. Kol shekein b'she'enu nizkak l'klal. Sometimes I'm amazed by how contemporary the perspectives of Chazal was. Like they're living today, they understand there's something wrong with that. Even though, oh, it looks like tzidkus, it looks like chasidus, it looks like precious. They say, no. And certainly when the man isn't with his wife at all, that he has to divorce her and he has to pay up. The Shita Mekubetzis quotes the Ritva as saying that there's a din of a moired or a moredes, not only by denying actual tashmish, but by insisting it be done fully clothed. Harei mavur, afilu in mechavin hu al hatznius, o he miskavenes al hatznius, af al pichain nechshav kemoired yan shederech chiba ishim ishtahu bekiruv basar. So even if he's mechavin tznius, or she's mechavenes tznius, it doesn't matter. That's called merida. Why? Because derech chiba of ish v'ishto is bekiruv basar. That's how they show each other their love for each other. When their flesh is close and not where they're separated by clothing. V'ein b'ramban parashat shpatim al pasuk sheruk susu v'nasa l'yigra v'inyan akasu shamri mikach acheres kiruv b'sara shel zu uksus mitasa kiruv b'sara shel zu uksus mitasa l'yigra mimena. Yuyensham bebier neimus havonas tevos sheir basar. Akasav zelshan ukacham rucham sheira zokir of basar. Shlo yenag bakaminak parasim shim sham shim bulashem ze perish nachanat kan lashon. So if he takes this ama as a wife, he's not allowed to deny from her her she'er, or her ksus. What is it, she'er? Kiruv basar. Ksus is ksus mitasa, the covering of the bed. In other words, there's a requirement that a husband fulfill his conjugal rights. And not only is there a requirement that he fulfill his conjugal rights, but it's called she'er basar, She'era, he shouldn't negate from her. Her she'er, it's called the Chazal say kiruv basar, because it has to be kiruv basar. Shelo yinhag ba keminhag parsiim. He shouldn't have the custom of the Persians. What's the Persian custom? That, I don't know what happens today, but in the olden days, they would have tashmish fully clothed. So that's the minhag of the Persians. And the Torah is saying that one's not allowed to do that. She'erah, it's kiruv basar. He's not allowed to deny that from her. So he's not doing it to give her tsar. He's not doing it to take revenge. He's not doing it to start a fight. He's just doing it because of tznius even. Doesn't matter what his intentions are. Precious, he wants to be a tzaddik. He wants to be as shomer gi as he can while at the same time being married. Says the Torah, you're not allowed to do that. He's a Moirin or she's a Moiredis. Okay. Now let's go to the Rambam. The Rambam writes, "Ulchoira pele." Apparently we have a wonder here. Because the Rambam writes in the 14th parak of Hilchos Ishus in Halacha Zayin, "Asur le'adam limnoa ishto me'onata v'imavar umana kidei litza'ara over belo ta'ase." It's forbidden for a man to prevent his wife from having ona, and if he did so, and he prevented her ona in order to give her tsar, ona means marital relations, in order to give her tsar, over belo'isase. He's over on a loisa say if he does this. Ad kan l'shon haRambam. V'alachat tet haRambam kotev. V'im marda mitachat ba'ala k'day litza'aro. V'amra hareini mitza'eret oto b'chach. V'nei sh'asa li kach v'kach. V'alachat yud alef. K'seder hazeh osim lo'im marda k'day litza'aro. V'chein v'alachat yud bet. V'chein rosa sh'igia zman el nesei morda k'day litza'aro. V'chein b'sefer ha'mitzot tesir me'enot ha'ma avriya. כשנקנה נאותה עם נשאה רצינו לומר שנחסה ממנו מזונה כסותה ועונתה על דרך העינוי וההחווה והוא אמרו שאירה כסותה ועונתה לא יקרה וזאת העזרה תכלול כל מי שישא בת ישראל שלא יענה אותה בדרך הדבר מאלו הדברים על צד ההחווה והצער. זאת אומרת הרמב״ם כפל 4 ו-5 פעמים 4 or 5 times הרמב״ם says נוח המול that it's דווקא if it's מרידה כדי להחיף, to cause pain, to cause tsar, then the person is over. On the lav of Lo Sigra, then it's merida. Mashma, if it's not done in order to be mitzayer, then it's not merida. So how does this shtim mit unser Gemure? How does this dovetail with our Gemara? What do we see in our Gemara? That it doesn't have anything to do with Tsar. It doesn't say a word about Tsar. It just says, he insists, me in my clothing, she in her clothing, Yotzi v'yitank suba. That's already Merida. And the Rambam says, no, you have it all wrong. Only if it's K'day L'Tsar, otherwise it's not Merida. Negad HaGemara, as one Rosh Yeshiva quips, the Rambam l'shitaso against the Gemara. How can that be? V'nira'a la'aniyut da'ati l'chadesh davar be'ezrat Hashem mitbarach. T'yeh shnei minei mored v'shnei minei moredet. There are two types of moired and there are two types of moiredes. It's tzvei dinim, so we have Reb Chaim, the Hungarish Reb Chaim, Eret via Litvish Reb Chaim, saying there are two dinim in Mored and Moredes. Din number one is im ha'ish mored b'ishto o ha'isha moredet b'ba'ala al mered t'midi shelo yishamshu ze im ze b'b'ila klal kegon ha'ba'al to'en hi eina bat banim v'lama yizra zar'o l'rik o hisnu'a b'einav ki hukhash yofia ad shekiura be'enav v'libo ein ima o hi to'enet alav ki ma'asa bo ad sheyefshar lirtzot bo shetiv'ol lo tiba'el lo ki hu kli ein chafza bo o to'enet ki rar b'saro v'lo yochal letchazek v'liot l'ish asher yavo eleha kederech kol ha'aretz al ken yomar hu o hi limrod le'olam. Haderech harishona, the first type of mored or moredes, is that they say, I am not having relations with this person. The husband says, listen, why should I have relations with her? She can't have children anyway. Or he despises her. She's pashut ugly in his eyes. She's not attractive, not attracted, not interested. She says, I can't be with this guy. Not interested. Or he's not able to have proper relations. He's not a real man. Whatever it may be, that's one type of moreid, that they refuse to ever have relations again, not interested in this person. That's one type of merida. That's one type of rebellion, which is again grounds for divorce. Beis, im ha'ish mored b'ishto shemoneh onata eze shvot uchadashim, ki havket et ha'shnia yoter merishona, ki yalida b'neimo v'hipuch, ki ha'shnia lo yalda v'nishara b'yofia, o afilu en lo isha acheret u'moneh tashmishav mimena, ki hi ba'alat ka'asanit u'ba'alat meriva, v'hi moshelet alav v'sholetet bo. Al ken ya'atz libo shelo yivolot hazman rab, az tikana tachtav, או בהיפוך, יען כי הוא ירב איתה, או כועס עליה, או אינו ממלא לרצונה במה שביקשה ממנו, על כן מונעת ממנו את השמישה, כדי שיהיה מוכנע תחתיה. אבל לא יאמר לה, הוא לה, או היא לא, שלא יש משהו זה עם זה לעולם, רק ברבות מחשבות בלב איש, ורבות הדעות בלב האישה, כאשר ישארו שיש בו די נקם זה כנגד זה, אז ישמשו זה עם זה כדרך כל הארץ. The second type of ma'arid is that a man says that he's not going to be with his wife. He has two wives, let's say. And one wife, she already gave birth a few times. She's heavy, maybe. He's not attracted to that. And then he has his other beautiful wife. So he wants to be with the first one, not with the second one. With the beautiful one and not with the one he doesn't find attractive. It's good to remember that despite the all the Torah men learn and all of the efforts that some men put into growing, at the end of the day, men can be quite shallow. And they go with the person they're physically naturally attracted to, just instinctually. So his instincts tell him to go with wife number one and not wife number two. So he doesn't plan this to be forever. It's just like a temporary thing. Right now he's not interested in the other one, he's interested in this one. Or maybe he's not interested in one of them because she's just maybe he only has one wife. But he doesn't want to be with her because she has a lot of anger, she's a lot of emotional issues, whatever it may be. He wants to teach her a lesson, and the way he's going to teach her a lesson is by denying Tashmish. Or vice versa. Remember, there's no gender that's perfect. Yes, women have their generic faults, men have their generic faults, and each human being has their own specific faults. So men can be vengeful, and women can be vengeful. And she's not going to be with him also. For whatever reason, she wants to show who's boss. But this is only temporary. It's not for good. That's the second type of moreid. V'hevdel gadol b'neihem. And there's a big difference between them. Im hu yomar sheleolam lo yivolota ki hisnua b'neav ki kiurahi v'tigal nafsho ba. O hi tomar ken ki hi b'neha kechli ma'us ki hu b'neha kechli ma'us asher ein nafsha ilav. הוא אמר מכוח צניות לא יבעל אותה רק הוא בבגדו והיא בבגדה. או היא תאמר כן מכוח צניות לא תתרצה לו על היא בבגדה והוא בבגדו. או הוא אומר שלא יבעל אותה לעולם כי אין הבת בנים ולא ייתן זרו לריק. או היא תאמר כן שיש חולי בכלי זרע שלא יוכל לבוא לאותה מרוב חולשתו כי הוא חולה ודל הרכבה וכדומה. אז ודאי כיוון שהם המורדים זה בזה מרת תמידיות, הגם שלא נעשה מחמת כדי לצער זה את זה או להכאיב זה את זה, על כל פנים נתבטל אצלם סדרי אישות וצריכים להתפרד זה מזה. So it's a big difference. If it's a lo'olam zach, if it's forever, she can't stand him, he can't stand her. Or if mikoach tznius, she says, I'm a borka woman, I don't believe in this lovey-dovey stuff, I refuse to let you touch me, we're going to go fully clothed, I'm going to cover my face even. So if this is going to be something permanent, even if it's not done in order to cause tsar to the other person, they have to get divorced. And what's grounds for divorce? Why? Ki al daite dahachi lo nasan la kamuvan b'seichel. He did not plan to marry a woman and obligate himself al das, that she is going to deny him his conjugal rights. So therefore, this is grounds for divorce. This is all permanent. But if the guy says, listen, I'm coming back just when I feel better, when I'm not so angry at her anymore, or when I'm more attracted to her, or she says that, all right, you know, I'm just withholding now for a little while. I once heard of a case in a certain community where a man wouldn't give a woman a get, and the women in the community got together and they decided that they're going to tell their husbands that they refuse to be with them until this man gives the woman a get. So it was an effective strategy because, you know, the guy goes to shul, the get refuser, and then all the men say to him, you better give your wife a get or else. So it worked, but it's usur. You're not allowed to do that. Meaning, we're not in favor of agunas, the man was a rasha for not giving his wife a get, but women are not allowed to say even temporarily that they're denying as a means of leverage, as a bargaining chip, as a means of coercion. A woman is not allowed to deny a man tashmish and vice versa. Az eshlem din mored moredet posif la ktubata ulegarob ktubata v'anod lim lam latzer tzeh betashmish. So in such a case, there's a penalty. In the first case, we say, listen, just get divorced. The woman's never planning to be together with the husband properly, the husband not with the wife properly. So in such a case, we say to them, just get divorced, Shalom al Yisrael. And whoever's the refuser, if the woman's the refuser, she's not going to get her ksuba. He's lo al das ken, he went into the marriage. The man's the refuser, of course she'll get her ksuba. And if it's only a temporary measure, then we fine either her or him. Uvizei uvan ma shekatav Rambam, mi shenechla lo tzichim lamtin alavav chadashim, v'achkach yotzi v'yitein ktuba. Hagam shelo mechaven letzara, ki hu anus shelo yechal levolot, af al pichen onos hachaman lo chivei. כיוון שנתבטל האישות, וכן יאמר איזון ואפרנס אותה, אבל לא אבל אותה. כי שנאתי אותה, הוא מורד, כיוון שלא יחפוץ לבול אותה עוד לעולם. עובר גם עליו דלא תגרע, כי הוא לצערה. So now we can understand the Rambam that if somebody was sick, we only have to wait 6 months, and then afterwards he has to divorce her, even though his kavan is not to be mitzar her. Because he's ones, it's not his fault, he can't have bia. Nevertheless, ones rachmana lo chiyave. Not his bad, we're not going to fine him, but they have to get divorced. And so too, if he says, I'm going to support her financially, I'm not going to have bia with her because I hate her, he's a morid. He refuses to have bia and he's over on the lav of los sigra. That's when he's doing it in order to cause her tsar. וזה רמזו בגמרא הכי דמי מורדת, דמרה בלעין עלי ומצערן עלי. And that's the remez in the Gemara when it says, what's the case of Moredes? Where she says, I want him and I'm causing him tsar. I love him, want him to be my husband. But I'm going to give him tsar because I want to take revenge. He did this and this to me, and this is my way. That's a well-known female form of vengeance. How do you get back at your husband? Just say, not going to mikvah, not going near you. Oh, that's against halacha. Haynu shegam utziyer oti b'tashmish, amana tashmisho mimeni. O shasam rivo kelelani, aval atratzeimo kishachpots. Zehu moredet, v'chein hu mored. Avadai mi sheomer shelolam lo yivol ota. Elu begdo vi begdao, hi omeret ken. Habemoredin kemen shechavetz levatel yishut olamit. So again, we have two types of moredim. We have the temporary one, then we have the permanent one. And they're both Aser. If she says that La'olam I'm not going to be Nivalas, or he says La'olam I'm not going to be Boel, that's Merida. And that's grounds for divorce. וזה יופתח לי שערי דעת ליישב קושיית הרג המגיד בהלכת תתוו שכתב הרמב״ם ראה עובר ולא תעשה שנאמר ולא יגרע שים שנה ישלחנה אבל ענות אסור. If a man denies tashmish from his wife, so he's over on lo yigra. If he hates her, let him send her away, but he's not allowed to deny tashmish. וכתב הרב המאגיד שהוא עובר ולא תעשה בדבר פשוטו, וכבר הזכיר רבנו זה למעלה. He says that he's over in a lo sasei. Why does the Rambam hear that he's over to say he's over in a lo sasei? He already said it earlier. So why is the Rambam repeating himself? Why is the Rambam here in Halacha Tesvav repeating himself that he's over in a lo sasei when he already said it earlier? ולפי מה שכתבתי, מיושב, בעזרת השם יתברך. בהלכה זיין, where the Rambam says, אסל אדם למנוע אשתו מאונסה, ואם עבר המונה כדי לצער, עבר בלויס עשה שבתור שנאמר שרק סוסו ואינסה, לא יגרע. So one's not allowed to prevent his wife from her own, and one is not allowed to deprive his wife of her conjugal rights. And if he transgresses and deprives her of these rights in order to cause her distress, he violates a negative commandment. Do not deprive her of her sustenance, garments, or conjugal rights. If you define sheira as sustenance, Al Kopanim, you see already in Halacha Zayin where the Rambam says he's over in a lo sasei. The Halacha Zayin dana Rambam im ish moneat mitashmish meishto shelo mekayem onato kfi onesh ona shelo v'ama atal mitracham kfi ona shelo v'ama aretz kfi ona shelo v'chamarim v'gamalim lo kfi ona shelahem hagam shelo yomar shelo yavol nafochu shomer hu שאומר שהוא יהיה עם האימה עוד רק עכשיו מבקש הוא לצער אותה למעט עונתה, אז עובר הלא יקרא עונתה שלא יפחת ולא ימעט מעונתה. אבל כאן דן הרמב״ם בהיפוך שלא מכבן לצערה, נהפוך הוא, יפרנס אותה ויתן לה כל חמדת עולם, אבל היא שנועה בעינה ולא יבלתה לעולם כדי שלא לצער עצמו בבילה שלה. עשה כדת הכמד שלא עושה לצער אינו מורד ולא עבר עליו כמה שולן דה במורד וגם עובר הלא תגרע דים שנה שלח אותה לחופשי, אבל לא לענות אותה עולמית, כי מניעת תשמיש על לעולם הווה עינוי, אפילו לא עשה כדי לצערה. בדוק יעקב שמעקום הניחו לי מן השמיים בזה, כי עמוקים וישרים דברי רבותינו בעזרת השם. So in הלכה זיין, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to be moinei onasa כדי לצערה. What's the Rambam saying? This is כדי לצערה, this is like a temporary measure in order to give her tsar. That's an iser. But let's say a guy says, no, I don't want to be mitzara my wife. She's a nice girl. And not only that, I'm going to support her very generously. I'm going to support her. I just don't want to have beer with her because I can't stand having beer with her. It's gross. So what do we do to such a gentleman? Says the Rambam, Osifna al Ksubasa, Mishkal Sheish Ushloshim Seorot Shel Kesef B'chol Shabbos V'Shabbos. He increases her Ksuba by the equivalent of 36 barley corns worth of pure silver each week. And then they can remain married like this as long as she's interested. She keeps increasing her Ksuba. But her husband, in the meantime, is over in Alosase. So in other words, he's not doing this in order to be Mitzayr. And that's also Asir. So in Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is talking about where somebody is just wants to be Mitzayr her. He wants to cause his wife distress. That's a lo sase. And in Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam is saying, no, he's not about causing her distress. He just doesn't want to have beer with her. And in such a case, what's the din? He's also over in a lo sase. They're both lo sase. So again, we have two types of moraid. We have a moraid as a temporary measure in order to take revenge. That's usur. And we have a permanent moraid. And that's not necessarily done in order to, because he wants to cause her tsar. But that's also asr. V'yum takli b'zeh dekam b'alachat etvav ikshah Rambam v'lama lo yilkeh alav zeh m'pnei shem bo ma'aseh v'alachat bet shekotav asur l'adam l'mno ishto me'anotav yim avar umanata k'tei l'tsaro v'lo ta'aseh shebatora shenemar sherak sutav onata lo yigra v'kani yolo lakshot v'lama ein lo kin alav zeh l'amim tin b'kushya anal ad alachat etvav v'tzarich iyun gadol. So he asks a starker kash in the Rambam. Rambam halacha tesvav writes, why doesn't he get malchus for this lav? Because ain't bo maisa. Okay, but in halacha beis, the Rambam already told us that one is not allowed to be monea, one is not allowed to refrain from having relations with his wife, and if he did so, he's over in a loisase. So why did the Rambam only ask this kash in halacha tesvav? He should have asked in halacha beis. Already in Halacha Beis, he tells us about this lo sase. Acha kol nachon. It's all correct. Balacha zayin katav im osek kedei letzara shu davar masur lelev over alo tase afilu bepam achat. Avodai mi shavar ona. Afilu eze pamim lo kedei letzara rak shiyelo ayelo tilchot o mechamat atzlut o mechamat shohev yayin v'yashen o sachak im chaberav eno over alo tase gam shegazal onat ishto afshar betashlemin shivalo takfi asher chayav lo. Mali shegazal mamonu tanuge echil kve echil ke haefshar beashev tashiv. אבל אחת הדבר שהוא אומר שהיא שנועה בעיניו ולא הבל אותה לעולם כי היא שנועה ואין רשאי לבול אותה אם כן בתל לא נתב הירוי למלכות והיא אפשר בתשלמי ממון רק בתשלמי ביה והיא שנועה גבלדיק. In Halacha Zayin, the Rambam is talking about where he's doing it in order to be mitzar. And that's a davar amasur laleiv, and he's over in a loss to say even once. But if somebody did not fulfill his conjugal rights, not in order to cause her tsar, he was busy, he was at work, he was lazy, he likes to drink, get drunk, he's sleeping, he's too tired, he's bored. I mean, he's busy with other things, he's busy playing with his friends, he's at the ball game, whatever it may be. In such a case, he's not over in a lo sase. Even though he stole his wife's ona. Why? Because efshar b'tashlumin. He can repay it. And since he can repay it, there's no room for malchus. It's like repaying mammon. It's like repaying mammon. If you owe somebody money you stole, there's no malchus because you can give it back. Here also, it says in the Rambam in Halacha Beis that if he's monea ishto meonasa, if he does it in order to cause her tsar, he's over in a losa say. That's definitely true. But there's no shaila that there should be malchus because he can repay it, because there's a certain amount of times that a man has to be with his wife, and he can make it up. Just like he can make up the money, he can make up the ma'isabiyah. But in Halacha Tesvav, the Rambam is talking about a case where he hates her and he's never planning to have beer with her again. So again, in Halacha Zayin, it's in order to be mitzar. if he doesn't, in order to be mitzari zor when the loss is say even once. And halacha beis is not necessarily to be mitzar. And if it's not in order to cause her distress, then why should there be malchus? He can make it up. And halacha zayin, where it's in order to be mitzar her, so he was over even once, and he can make that up also. But in halacha tesvav, we're not talking about somebody who did it once. We're talking about somebody who's doing it permanently. That was the chiluk that we made, that in halacha tesvav, he just says, I'm never having beer with her again. Never having beer with her again. So he's Roy Lamalkus. Because he's not doing the Tashlumei Bia. He declared, that's it, never again. So never again, maybe there should be Malkus. And the answer is, no. It's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. Lav Shein Bo Maisa ain't Loikin Olav. This Ubazeya Heli Ol Biyushalmi. And now we have light in the Yerushalmi Perek Beis, the Sanhedrin. We learned this in a shir yesterday, that's how I got to this tshuva, because I searched for this Yerushalmi who talks about it. And it says there that one is not allowed to marry the Alman of a Melech or the Grush of a Melech. And David HaMelech used to take his pilakshim, b'haya David mikal asan u'mikashtasan u'machnisan lefan of b'chol yom v'amr li yitzra te'avta davar asr lecha chayecha sheni mis'av lecha davar hamutr lecha. So he beautified his pilakshim, and as a kapara for himself, for his, the ma'aseh with Bathsheba, he said that you had some, you had an appetite for something asr. So now I'm going to give you an appetite for something mutter, and nothing's going to happen. And that's why they're called almanas chayas. They're like, they're almanas, even though they're still connected to David. The question is, how is he allowed to prevent their ona, to refrain from fulfilling mitzvah's ona, even though he did it in order to do tshuva? Nevertheless, how is he preventing their ona forever? So in a different tshuva, he says very simple, they're pelakshim. Who says that he is a chovas owner for pelakshim? Well, it's interesting that this is brought in the context of the halacha that ein nosen al menasa shel melech v'al menasa v'lo grushasa al shem v'tiyen et tzruas, they're connected to him ad yom osam, they're almanas chayas. Nobody else can marry them. But that's because, even though they're Palakshim, that's what it says Vaitra in the Gemara. Rabbanan tekesaran amr nasuris mamish hayu makli hedyot shenishtamish bem hedyot asur lamelech lishtamish bo kli amel shenishtamish bem hedyot eno din shi amelech asur lishamish bem. So one opinion is that they were mamish asur to him because Avshalom had already been with them. And the other opinion says, no, they were mutter to him, but he refrained from being with them. But they weren't mamish married, even though it says, again, in the context of Ein Nosen Lo Almanaso V'lo Grushaso Shel Melech. But they were Pelakshim. And David HaMelech denied them their own. So if you hold it, there's no Shibud for a Pelagish. So then that would solve the problem. There's no ksuba, there's no kedushin. So there's no ksuba, no kedushin, there's no shibud. But here he says that he wasn't planning to deny them their conjugal rights forever. Just every day he said, no, you could. He didn't plan to stop forever. You have pas besalo. But today I'm not going to. When he was about to be Boel, he said to the Yetzer Hara, no, you have pas, I have pas besalo. I don't need to be with them. And then he writes at the end, Vehem machlu onaso. And they were mochel. It's already a big chiddush to say that they were mochel. In any event, we have before us two dinim in Moredes. And one is a Moredes, or a Mored, temporarily, just to take revenge. And there's a fine. And eventually a divorce. And then there's a permanent Moredes, or Mored, and that's also grounds for divorce. And it's a los ase either way. Whether one does it temporarily or permanently, just if a guy is just I'm busy, so then he can make it up. Not the ideal thing to do. That's what the Rambam says in the beginning of the parak. He talks about each person, their amount of ona they have to have, so they have to make it up. So it's not mamash a los ase if he's busy. If he's not busy and he's doing it to cause your tzar, it's a los ase and he has to make it up. And if he says he's not having it forever, then you would think there's Malchus, because he says it's not happening forever, I'm not making it up. So kamashma, that's a lav shem bo mais, and there's no Malchus. But l'darkenu lamadnu, that there's definitely a chiyuv ona, and saying hu bebigda o bebigda is grounds for divorce. And that's a way, that's why it's called she'er basa, there has to be closeness of Kirav Basar, and that's the Torah way. So we are not done yet. This is a quite a lengthy tshuva. And Amir Tashem, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue, I hope, in a future shir, and see more about this topic and this shaila of this couple that we started with. That the husband claims that the divorce was only a result of the parents' pressure, but she really wants to be married to him. So please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friend.